You know what they say. Early bird gets the ultimate vacation home. Book early and save over $120 with Vrbo. Because early gets you closer to the action, whether it's waves lapping at the shore or snoozing in a hammock that overlooks, well, whatever you want it to. So you can all enjoy the payoff come summer with Vrbo's early booking deals. Rise and shine. Average savings $141. Select homes only.
Hi, I'm Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Geography 101. And today we are zooming in on a country that confounds almost every rule of geopolitical power. It is roughly the size of Indiana and has no oil, no but rivers, no sprawling plains for agriculture, and yet this small peninsula has become the world's largest economy, a global titan of technology and manufacturing, heartbeat of a modern life. I'm talking, of course, about South Korea. When most people think of Korea, they think of K-pop, kimchi, or the tense border with the North. Beneath the pop culture, veneer is one of the most concentrated, disciplined, and aggressive manufacturing machines the world has ever seen. This is not the country that drew a big because it was a blast with space. It grew with a big because it chose to. Here's the paradox that drives today's episodes. South Korea is a small, very small, but just 100,000 square kilometers. You could fit it inside the state of Texas nearly seven times. But in the cramped mountainous landscape, South Korea has built the world's largest shipyard, the world's most advanced semiconductor fab, and the fastest average internet speed on the planet. So how does geographically compact nations, lacking resources, surrounded by hostile neighbors, and split by brutal war, become a tech and manufacturing giant? The answer is not luck. It's geography, history, and national obsessions with efficiency. Today we are unpacking the compact superpower. Welcome to South Korea. Let's start with the geography itself. Look at the physical map of Korean Peninsula. Over 70% of the land is mountains, steep and unforgiving. The arable flatlands is mostly in the west, around the Han River and the west coast. That means South Korea has a very little room to waste. Every square kilometer must work triple duty. That scarcity bred a cultural trait, the efficient use of space, unlike the United States or China, which could sprawl. Korea had to stack upward and concentrate inward. This is why Seoul, the capital, is one of the densest major cities on Earth. Over 16,000 people per square kilometer. Density force innovations in logistics, transportation, and manufacturing. Now consider the coastline. South Korea has a coastline of over 2,400 kilometers, despite of a small size. That is a massive ratio of a cost to land. Why does that matter? Because shipbuilding requires ship water and long costs. And Korea has exploited very matter of it. The port of Busan, Ulsan, and Jeju are not just cities. They are industrial launch pads. Let's talk about the Han River flowing through Seoul into the New Yellow Sea. This is river is not an Amazon or the Mississippi. It is modest, but it's become the spine of Korea's industrial miracle. Along its banks, you find headquarters of Samsung, Hyundai, LG, and SK. The Han is not just a river, it's a supply chain. Here's the key geographic fact. South Korea is a peninsula attached to continent giant, China, and is a short sea crossing from Japan. As a position, historically curse, become a blessing for trade. Korea sits its intersection of three major economies, China, Japan, and the maritime routes to Southeast Asia. But being the manufacturing giant requires raw materials. South Korea has almost none, no oil, very little iron ore, no rubber, well, anything. Minerals. So how does it manufacture? It imports everything. It is where geography becomes a test of logistics. Korea built the world's most efficient ports of offload raw materials and export finished goods within hours. The port of Busan is the sixth busiest container port in the world. It handles over 22 million TEUs annually. That is more than the entire country of Australia. And Busan fits into a tiny corner of the peninsula. It is a miracle of compaction, enormous throughout the microscopic footprint. Let us move from the ports of factories. South Korea is more to the Ulsan Industrial Complex, the largest single automobile manufacturing plant in the world, owned by Hyundai. Ulsan covers about 5 million square meters. The sound's huge, but it's a cramp into a narrow coastal strip. Inside a car, rows of a line every 10 seconds. Then there's a shipbuilding. The Hyundai Heavy Industry shipyard in Ulsan is so large that it has own hospital, fire department, and a port. It builds the largest container ships, the LNG carriers on Earth, and thus is on the silver of reclaimed land. South Korea builds over 40% of the world's ships on the less than 1% on the world's land area. But the crown jewel of Korea manufacturing is semiconductors. The Samsung Semiconductors Complex of Kaohsiung, just south of Seoul, is a city of clean rooms. This single facility produces more than half of the world's TRAM memory chips. The entire complex occupies space smaller than Manhattan Central Park. This is geographic compression at its most extreme. How does a small country handle energy needs of all this manufacturing? South Korea is the fifth largest nuclear power producer in the world. 20 from nuclear reactors are parked for sites on the eastern and southern coast. They occupy almost no land but provides over 30% of country's electricity. Compact energy for a compact giant. Let's talk about the transportation network. Because manufacturing is unless if they cannot move goods, South Korea built a high-speed rail systems. KTX that connects the entire country in under 3 hours. From Busan to Seoul, 400 kilometers in just for 2 hours. That turns the whole nation into a single seamless factory floor. Incheon International Airport, built on reclaimed land between two islands, is a consistently ranked the world's best airport. It handles over 70 million passengers and 3 million tons of cargo annually. But there's is geographic genius. Incheon is just a 50 kilometers from North Korea border. That is how close the giant lives threat. Now, a history lesson that explains the geography. After the Korean War ended in 1953, Korea was one of the poorest countries on Earth, poorer than many parts of sub-Saharan Africa. It had no industry, no capital, and destroyed landscape. The only thing it had is the people and compact defensible territory. Its scarcity became a weapon. The government under Park Chung-hee in the 1960s and 70s pursued an export-driven heavy industry strategy. It used specific geographic zones, southeast coast around Busan, Ulsan, and Pohang, and returned them into industrialized fortress. Those zones are still the engine room of the Korean economy today. Consider the city of Pohang is a small coastal city of 500,000 people, but is a home of POSCO, the world's fifth largest steel maker. POSCO's single complex produces over 20 million tons of crude steel annually. That is more steel than the entire United Kingdom produces, all in a plot of a lot smaller than small suburban golf courses. Let's talk about the digital geography. South Korea has the faster average internet speed on the OECD, over 500 megabits, or 90% of the population uses broadband. This is not an accident. The government, unified or invested in fiber optics because their physically geography is so crowded that wireless signals face interference. So they dug and dug, and now the entire country is a fiber optic grid. The digital density allowed South Korea to become a testbed for 5G, AI manufacturing, and smart factories. A single factory in Cheonan can be remotely monitored from Seoul. A ship being built in Jeju can be designed in real time by engineers Ken Dojon. The small size means zero latency for the industrial brain. Here is the surprising geographic fact. South Korea has land border with only one country, North Korea, and the border of DMZ is the most heavily fortified frontier on Earth. It cuts directly across the peninsula, just 50 kilometers from Seoul. That means the entire industry economy operates within military and artillery range of hostile nuclear power. The threat has forces peculiar from the industrial geography. Critical manufacturing, semiconductors, defense tech, and petrochemicals is concentrated in the south. Around Busan and Ulsan, far from the DMZ, Seoul, despite being the capital, has shifted most heavily industry southward. The geography of fear reshaped the geography production. Let's talk about the Chibol system. The family-owned conglomerates like Samsung, Hyundai, SK, and LG. These companies are not just businesses, they are geographic planners. Samsung alone occupies over 40 million square meters of industrial land across 15 cities. That is a private industrial nation within a nation. And it all fits inside a compact footprint. One of the most impressive geographic feats is the land reclamation. South Korea has no room to grow horizontally, so it grows into the sea. The Saemyeongneum Seawall, completed in 2010, is the world's longest man-made seawall. At 33 kilometers long, it reclaimed over 400 square kilometers of a tidal flat for agricultural and industry. Is a new land built by will. The Songdo International Business District, built entirely on reclaimed land near Incheon, is a smart city from scratch. It houses the world's tallest residential tower and network of nomadic trash collection. But more importantly, this is a manufacturing logistics hub, a place where Korean tech is assembled, packaged, and shipped within 24 hours to an Asian market. Now let's address the human geography. South Korea population is 51 million people, 95% of whom are ethnically Korean, and the population is aging and shrinking, one of the fastest fertility declines on Earth. That means the compact manufacturing giant must do more than fewer workers. Automation and robotics are not the optional, they are survival. South Korea now has the highest robot density in the world. Every 10,000 manufacturing workers are over 1,000 industrial robots. This is more than Germany, more than Japan, more than the United States. The small aging country is replacing human hands with machine arms to keep the factory humming. Consider the cities of Suwon, just south of Seoul. Suwon is a home of Samsung's mobile headquarters and a massive R&D campus. It's also the UNESCO World Heritage Site for an ancient fortress walls. That is the Korean paradox, a 1,000-year-old fortress standing next to the factory that produced half of the world's folding phone screens. Past the future, compress. The environment cost is just compaction is severe. South Korea has some of the worst air population in developed world, partly from its own factories and partly from China. The country burns a massive amounts of coal from industrial heat, but again, the small geography means the pollution has nowhere to go. It hangs over the peninsula, a cloud of success and suffering. Yet South Korea is also a leader in green manufacturing. It produces over 40% of the world's lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles. LG and Samsung SDI dominate the market. Lithium is imported, but the value is added in this compact. I mean, factories is just outside Seoul and Busan. Let's talk about the night sky. A satellite image of East Asia at night shows a brilliant cluster of light along the western coast of South Korea, the Seoul-Busan corridor. That linear glows is the manufacturing spine of the country. It looks like a crescent moon of productivity surrounded by darkness, mountains to the east, to the sea to the west, and black void north to the deep. That void in the North Korea, which has almost no lights, the contrast is the most dramatic geographic illustration of divergent path. One peninsula, two economies. The southern uses up every inch of its impact territory for growth. The north uses its territory for isolation. The border is not just political, it's a line between industrial density and industrial emptiness. South Korea's manufacturing dominance also depends on critical import water. The country has abundant rainfall, but its seasonal monsoons in summer, dry winters. To keep factories running, Korea built a massive dams and water recycling systems. The Soyang Dam, the largest in the country, is cramped into a narrow mountain valley. Every drop is accounted for. Another geographic quirk, South Korea has no significant natural harbors on the east coast because the Sea of Japan coast is deep and rocky. So almost all heavy industry went to the west and south coast, flat, shallow, and reclaimed. The choice made in the 1960s determined where 80% of Korean manufacturing sits today. Let us not forget the role of the U.S. military. South Korea hosts about 28,000 American troops, primarily Camp Humphreys, the largest overseas U.S. military base in the world. The base sits just 100 kilometers from Seoul. It is a geopolitical insurance policy that allows Korean industry to focus on economy or economics, not defense. Geography of alliance. So what is the future of this compact giant? South Korea is now investing heavily on nuclear fusion research, space launch vehicles, and AI semiconductor design. It also trying to decentralize away from the Seoul metropolitan area, which holds nearly half of the population. But it is hard when your country is the size of a postage stamp. The lesson from South Korea is this: geography size is not density. A small mountainous resource poor peninsula can become a global tech and manufacturing titan if it is a three things and a culture of compressions. South Korea took every constraint, no land, no oil, no room, and turned into an advantage. They did not grow outward, they grew inward, upward, and smarter. Thank you for joining me on this geographic dive into South Korea. The next time you use Samsung phone, drive Hyundai, and watch it pass through the canal, remember, it likely come from the country smaller than your home state. A country that proves power is not about how much space you have, but how brilliant or brilliantly used the space you are given. This has been our journey through the compact giant. Until next time, keep exploring the world 1 square kilometer at a time. I am Daniel Lucas once again. Goodbye and more to come, people. See you soon.